A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." Jesus' favorite thing to talk about was a mystery he called the kingdom of God. Essentially, God's dream for the cosmos, but in a particular way, God's dream for us. He preached about the kingdom every chance he got. He prayed for it to come. He taught us to do likewise. He worked miracles to give glimpses of what it would look like in its fullness. He even tried to give us hints by the way he ate meals. In his commitment to the kingdom of God, Jesus stands in a long line of Jewish prophets who also spoke of what the world would be like when God reigned. The prophets often drew on age-old images from Genesis, as well as Exodus and Kings, to help paint a vision of what the future held. For example, they reminded the people of what the world had been like when God first created it, before sin entered the picture, when men and women lived in complete partnership with one another. They promised that the coming kingdom of God would be like a new creation, a renewal of that original vision for the planet. In today's gospel, Jesus draws on that classic prophetic image. He recalls the early verses of Genesis before the fall that describe how men and women are meant to be in relationship with each other. Only in each other do they find the fullness of companionship that God has dreamt for human beings from the very beginning. They act as one flesh. The kingdom of God, as Jesus sees it, will restore this original joy, this deep intimacy men and women are intended to share. Such relationship is part of God's dream for us. Of course, in Jesus' time, as in our own, God's dream is not always realized. We live in a time between creation and the fullness of the kingdom, a time deeply affected by the reality of sin, both personal and social. Sin profoundly impacts our capacity as men and women to live in partnership and joy with one another. Sinful choices and sinful structures affect how we interact with each other in the workplace, in friendship, and in a most painful way in marriage, that most intimate of all male-female relations. As most divorced couples would agree, divorce is just about the most excruciating fracture of relationship that anyone could experience. And God would not dream such pain for us. In Jesus' time as now, divorce left persons terribly vulnerable economically and socially. Women in particular were left without a means of providing for themselves, since cultural expectations in that time thought that women only could work in the domestic sphere and were not given skills or access to interact in the marketplace, which was considered the sphere of men. Given Jesus' deep concern for the poor, it makes sense that he would strongly condemn divorce. At the same time, we know that Jesus welcomed and ate with the vulnerable and marginalized in society. So while Jesus spoke out against divorce, we can easily imagine him sitting at table with those who have been through the experience. As a church, we try to do likewise in our own preaching and practice. In fidelity to the gospel, we acknowledge divorce as a grave fracture of relationship, contrary to God's dream for us, contrary to the kingdom. At the same time, we need to reach out to marriages in trouble and humbly companion those who've gone through a divorce. Ministries like Red Provide and Catholic Divorce Ministry provide tremendous service and are worthy of all the support we can offer. In this in-between time that still awaits the fullness of the kingdom, we recognize that God isn't finished working with us yet as a people. We're still growing in our capacity to live into the dream God visions for us. But it's important that we hold on to the ideal of marriage, of men and women living in true partnership, most especially so in the intimacy of lifelong marriage. The beautiful vision of marital oneness that the scriptures paint should inspire us to pray all the more intensely, "Thy kingdom come."